Welcome home, Ashen One. What is thy desire? Art thou aright? Thy face seems sullen, Ashen One. Did something happen to thee whilst thou travelst to fulfill thy duty? Come sit with me then. Thou can share more stories of thine travels if thy wish. Oh, Siegebrow. Ashen One, this is the first time thou hast offered me something, let alone a drink for thy story times. However, I graciously accept thine gift. Oh, by the flame. Much stronger than drinking esters. However, it's oddly satisfying a taste. So then, tell me what happened this time in thy travels. I remember the last time thou returned home. Thou hast brought back the cinders of Prince Lothric. I christened thee the true heir of fire, and yet still, I sense thy flame has not been linked. What was it that shook thy resolve? A hidden segment within Lothric Castle? I remember the tales of Prince Lothric's father vanishing shortly before the Bell of Awakening summoned forth the past Lords of Cinder. But I didn't expect that the former king would have been locked away. I even remembered hearing some disturbing rumors that King Osirius delved into horrific methods to try and sustain the flame in his own way. What was it like? A garden full of corruption. That's disheartening, but not surprising. More of those puss man creatures stalked this garden. Ashen One, was thou injured? Forgive me. I know thou art far more resilient than anyone I know, but I cannot help but be concerned for thee. Thou art my champion, after all. My only companion. The only one who actually speaks with me or keeps me company, even if all we do is sit and watch the bonfire. Thou hast seen the grave of the firekeepers here at the shrine, yes? How many of my sisters serve their duty, perhaps, never meeting their champions? Just how many did meet their champions, and were simply used for their power to bind ownerless souls, and then simply thrown away once their usefulness was spent? I'm sorry, Ashen One. I interrupted thee with my own concerns. Please continue. My word, King Osirius became a dragon? A pale drake even? That's monstrous. To delve into such abhorrent research to try and sustain the flame. He kept calling out for a child? Though I don't remember there being another child after Prince Lothric and Lorien were born. Art thou sure you weren't imagining these unsettling baby wails thou heard when thee faced the consumed king? Yes, thou art correct. It matters not if it was real or a fabrication. All that matters is you survived. So then, what happened after your battle? Was the man king protecting some sort of treasure? What? The Cemetery of Ash? But Ashen One, that cannot be. The cemetery is right outside the shrine. It was dark. That's even more preposterous, dear Ashen One. I can feel the sun not on my skin when we walk outside, to hear the sea and wait for thee. What is this thou gave me? This warmth? cannot be a coiled sword fragment. So, then it was true. Those untended graves silent in the dark. The flame sputtered and faded. No, Ashen One, I do not think thou would lie to me. It is just very difficult to process all of this. I know the stories of your travels would seem very fantastical, but a firelink shrine, identical to ours, but lost in a void of empty darkness. Is it a memory of the past, or a warning of the future? I am frightened, Ashen One. I am frightened that all this time, thine efforts, my own duty has been for naught. That my sister's sacrifices through the ages to keep the first flame lit was nothing more than meaningless toil. Please, hold me, Ashen One. I think thee, Ashen One, thy embraces always calm me, more so than the bonfire. Still, to think of firelink shrine locked within time, neither present nor future. It's almost more preposterous to believe than thy story of thou hast traveled to a frozen world through that scrap of painting, or even found the long-lost city of the Pygmy Lords. Ashen One, may I ask thee a favor? May I touch thy face, please? So soft to feel thy face, and think the flame thou hast not hallowed. Thy lips feel so soft to my touch. I'm sorry, I'm always tending the flame, so I apologize if my hands are covered in soot and not enjoyable with all my wrappings. Ashen One, thy hands. No, I don't mind. Please touch me back. I'm here for thee and thee alone. Only thee is allowed to touch my face gently like this. Is this perhaps what some of my sisters felt with the champions through the centuries? It's not entirely unpleasant. Thou'st found something else in the darkened firelink shrine. Hold out my hands as thou bidst. Ashen One, are these eyes? How gracious of thee, Ashen One. The very things we firekeepers have been missing. Ashen One, my thanks for the eyes thou'st given, but firekeepers are not meant to have eyes. It is forbidden. These will reveal through a sliver of light frightful images of betrayal. A world without fire. Ashen One, is this truly thy wish? Of course, I serve thee and will do as thou bidst. This will be our private affair. No one else will know of this. Stay thy path, and I will blindly tend the flame until the day of thy grand betrayal. One moment, Ashen One. Please turn away and I will do what must be done with these eyes. Ashen One, I can see thee for the first time in years. I can see. Ashen One, forgive me if thus soundeth strange. The eyes show me a world without fire, a vast stretch of endless darkness. But 'tis different to what is seen when stripped of vision. In the far distance I sense the presence of tiny flames, like precious embers left to us by past lords, linkers of the fire. Could this be what draws me to this strangely enticing darkness? However, Ashen One, if thine heart should bend, kill me and strip these eyes from my person. I'll return to the firekeeper I once was, as it always has been. I would rather die blind than see the darkness and remain without thee. Thy hand, Ashen One. No, I welcome thy touch. I will always welcome thee. But please, while I cherish the gift thou hast given me to be able to see thee, I fear that if thy wish for a world without fire were granted, that thou will leave me to wander the dark alone. Please, Ashen One, don't leave me to that enticing darkness. Wilt thou let me stay at thy side? What? Always at your side. Ashen One, art thou saying what I think? Thou art fond of me. No, I have grown quite fond of thee as well. It's just very sudden to say such things after I told thee to kill me if I wavered from thy path. May I touch thy face again? Please, Ashen One. It's more enjoyable to touch thee, and I can see thy face now. How thy lips part when I run my fingers on them. The look thou givest me. Like thou is hungering for more souls. Hungering for me now, are we? No, Ashen One. I enjoy thy gaze. I was able to sense it, even when I was blind, especially when I would twirl for thee. I can still see through my crown, but please, for now, may I keep it on? I thank thee for being patient with me, dear Ashen One. Ashen One, before thou departs to the kiln of the first flame, may I thank thee for granting me my eyes. I know I've said all those things, but I'm still grateful to be able to see thee, my champion. Come here, in this alcove we shall not be disturbed. Let me just lay out on the bell rope. There now, Ashen One. May we begin perhaps with a kiss? Yes, I have been craving to embrace thy lips whenever I'd touch thine face. Yes, thou tastes so wonderful, Ashen One. Please, more. Let us savor this moment. Even if the flame were not to fade, as long as I have thee right now, I fear not the coming end of the world. Even if thy grand betrayal were realized, I shall serve thee always. Dear Ashen One, please remove thy gear. I wish to touch thee. By the flame, Ashen One, so many scars. No, dear one, I do not find them detestable. It compliments thee. Thy body is a canvas, and these scars are the paint of thy journey. This one here on thy neck, how didst thou receive it? A crossbow bolt from an invading phantom? Well, shall I soothe it? This one here on thy shoulder, a dark wraith? Oh dear, I surely should ease that one. This one here upon thy stomach, a king riding a storm drake. Well, impressive conquests. And this one here on thy chest, the dark sign, the mark of the curse of the undead, as much as a condemnation it would be. When I gaze upon thy dark side, I only feel comfort. Comfort knowing the heart of my champion beats beneath. I can see thy sunlight spear is ready to battle. 'Tis just, Ashen One. A lady can't have a laugh at her lover from time to time. Mightier then. Yes? Wait, Ashen One, let me turn around. Please disrobe me slowly. Let me feel thy touch as thou reveals me. I know my body may not be the most attractive, but if thou would have me, my dear champion, may I please you? I thank thee, sweet Ashen One. Please forgive me if I'm not adept at this. I have no experience in these matters, but I will do my best for thee. Please, Ashen One, stroke my hair. Praise me as thou would praise the sun. Am I pleasing thee? Good. I'm glad I can be of use to thee, my dear champion, even in this way. Wait. No, Ashen One, please. Not quite yet. Let me keep my crown on just a little while longer. Oh. That's enough, Ashen One. I can't wait anymore. Please take me. Not as a firekeeper, but as thy lover. Here, let me lay back for thee. Yes, I still bear my sister's soul within my bosom. I can feel the humanity under my skin writhing. Writhing, but thy presence calms it. Oh, Ashen One, such a jester. Very well, just this once I will say it in such a lewd manner. Please, my dear Ashen One, touch the darkness within me. Give me a moment to adjust to thee. Please, just go slow. I shall let thee know when I'm better. Now, Ashen One. I think thou can go faster now. It doesn't hurt anymore. It's quite pleasant, actually. Feeling thy weight on top of me. Your warmth, your touch. It makes me feel so safe. Thou may remove my crown now. I wish to gaze upon thee. Thank you, Ashen One. That's it, dearest. Go faster, deeper within my darkness. I wish to feel all of thee. I want to belong to thee and thee alone. I will stay at thy side, come what may, my beloved Ashen One. Linked flame or grand betrayal, as long as... As long as thou doesn't throw me away. Please, Ashen One, hold my hand and look at me. Yes, like that. Let us gaze at one another and enjoy this. Otto, please, skewer me with your spear. Oh, Ashen One, your warmth is comparable to the blaze of the bonfire. Oh, it's radiating inside of me. Oh, Ashen One, oh, I guess thou increased thy strength a great deal. Explains why thou would wield such a cumbersome. Oh, weapons. Although I think the spear thou is skewering me with is thy most fearsome. Oh, let me wrap my legs around thee. Do not hold back, beloved. Oh, give me all that thou hast to give. That's it. Oh, please, Ashen One, thank you. Thank you for touching the darkness within me. Oh. it. Thou art pulsing. Yes, my champion, just a little more. Please hold on. Let us release together. Ah. Oh, beloved Ashen One. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's it. I feel it coming, Ashen One. It's like a soul geyser. Please release within me. Let me feel your warmth. Please. Please. Oh. By the flame. That was delightful. Thank you, Ashen One. Oh, I said you? Well, I suppose there isn't much need for formality, is there, beloved? I want this moment to last, even beyond the flames fading. But perhaps that is too much to ask of the gods. Would they even listen? Would they even care? Are they even still around to hear such prayers? It matters not. As long as I have you, Ashen One. Come, let us clean up. You still have your final duty to fulfill. And come what may, I shall stand with thee. Dost thou wish to enhance my strength? As thou wish, my love. Touch the darkness within me. Let these souls withdrawn from the vessels, manifestation of disparity, elucidated by fire, burrow deep within me, retreating to a darkness beyond the reach of flame. Let them assume a new master, inhabiting ash, casting themselves upon new forms. Farewell, my Ashen One. Mayst thou thy peace discover.